Hi, this is Foster Brown, and this is bonus time on the Internet Advisor. That's right. We've got roughly 25 minutes right now before beginning the coverage of MSU football. And before we do that, we've got some time for your questions at 800-859-0957. George, Pam, and Mark, you're lined up. And if you've got a question for us, sneak right in at 800-859-0957. Gary, Ed, and Cal, and myself, Foster Brown, are ready to help you. Cal, you describe us, I think, as our overtime for the Internet Advisor. Delighted to be able to offer you a few more minutes here to answer some questions at 800-859-0957. Ed, before we went, Ed Riddell, answering some questions, we were talking with people about the knowledge base articles that are available from Microsoft. They have some really good things to help people with online. And Ed was talking about going to Bing.com and looking, putting your question you have there with Windows 7 or Windows 10, Windows 8, whatever you're dealing with. And he was telling me that there is, if you want to write this down, I'll also put this in the show notes. There is a knowledge base article. It's called KB, Knowledge Base 271-4434. Don't try to write that down. Don't go off the road. We'll have it available for you in our show notes, but it is a Mr. Fix-It tool that can help you with problems with Windows 7, 8, and 10. And that's the advantage that has, right? That you can find help there with those different issues. And the nice thing about the Mr. Fix-It is that it actually takes care of solving the problem for you. All right, let's jump back quickly and talk with some of the folks who have been waiting here patiently online. George from Plymouth, how can we help you here at the Internet Advisor?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm running Windows 7, and last time I almost lost my iPhone because I hadn't downloaded to iTunes. So when I try to update to iTunes, it says to me, no, you've got a Windows installer that's not operating properly, and it just backs it all down, and I can't seem to get my Windows installer to work.
What I would do in that particular case would be this. I would go into Control Panel, go to Programs and Features, find iTunes in there, remove iTunes from your Windows machine, reboot it, and then reconnect, go to the Apple website, download iTunes again, and I think that should relieve you of the problem.
Okay, so just take it out completely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think it's a problem with the installation of the application, not a Windows installer corruption, or what was the exact error message? Windows installer?
Well, it said, basically it said, it got to the point where it's almost ready to complete the installation.
Yep.
There's a Windows installer, you're missing a Windows installer program.
I'm sorry, you missed?
Services. I've been to services on this thing and looked for Windows installer. It was stopped. I restarted it, but it still doesn't seem to work.
Yeah.
So maybe the just getting rid of the iTunes and reinstalling completely.
That's one thing. Another thing you might want to look at is a utility that Microsoft has called SFC, System File Checker, and you said you're running Windows 7, so
yes.
You can run this from the Start Run program, or you can open up a command prompt. And are you familiar with how to open a command prompt? Well, it's called a command prompt. It's the little black window, and it's where it looks like the old DOS. But you can run SFC, System File Check, with a / scan now. And what that is, it's running a utility from Microsoft to check all the Windows files in the Windows folders and see if any of them are corrupted. And it will then, it keeps a backup copy of those because they're updated all the time. And if any of them are corrupted, it will replace the corrupted or damaged Windows files with the backup copies of them. And because there's a copy of all the Windows installation files on your computer. And so SFC... / scan now, and that'll take care of any corrupt or damaged Windows files. I have heard of corrupted installers before. I like Cal's idea.
Now, right on the Apple's website, it says if you see the Windows installer package error message, you should try to repair the software through the Windows Control Panel. If that doesn't work, you may need to uninstall the software and then install it again.
Oh, so it is actually talking about the installer program.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, or
yeah,
the programs.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm here now. I'll just uninstall the entire Apple program and, and start again.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Oh, and by the way, this KB2714434 you talked about, did we get that from the Microsoft? Where do we get that from?
Well, that what that is, that that's a knowledge base. KB is a knowledge base, right. And it's an article number from Microsoft. This one specifically is about Microsoft providing a Mr. Fix-It utility for Windows 7, 8, and 10. And the utility that you're downloading that this article references is actually about Windows Update errors.
Yep.
So if you go to Bing.com or Google.com, and if you type in KB2714434, you click on that, that'll take you to the Microsoft article, which describes and provides the utility.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll be back in just a second to wrap things up. We've got Mark, Elizabeth, and Pam, and we'll see if we can get to you before we wrap things up on this bonus version of the Internet Advisor. My sincere thanks to our producer, Logan Standifer, who's been answering the phones, and to Mike Parson, who's been working the dials behind the glass there, our engineer. Thank you so much for all the help you've given us today in this program. And for all of you out there, on Sunday night, tomorrow night, late, I will be editing and posting the podcast of this program. You'll be able to hear all 2.5 hours of it, starting with General Mike Stone talking about the cybersecurity conference coming to our fair state of Michigan, the North American International Cybersecurity Conference coming on the 17th of October. And then we're talking with Charlie Warborg about TEDx Detroit coming in the middle of the week. And then all the other things we've been talking about as well. Thank you very much. We'll have a post there and you can catch up on all that then. Let's get back quickly and say hello to Elizabeth from Detroit. Hi, Elizabeth. How you doing?
Okay. I upgraded from Windows 7 to Windows 10.
Okay.
And I lost my Wi-Fi. It made the hotkey to turn Wi-Fi on and off, the airplane mode on and off. And I've asked geeky friends, and they've looked at my laptop, and I've looked at everything I can find, and all I find is other people have the same problem, but no resolution for it.
Okay. What is the computer that you were on?
It's an HP 2000.
HP 2000. Is that a laptop or a desktop?
A laptop.
Laptop, okay.
I think it's like W299 or something like that, past the 2000.
Okay, and what? How old is it roughly?
I think I got it 2010, the end of 2010, 2011.
Okay. All right, guys. She went from Windows 7. It came with Windows 7.
And I've heard that. So have you? I've heard of this issue. Has HP released Windows 8 or Windows 10, what is it called? Quick keys, I think is the term. So if you go to HP's website, if you go to support.hp.com, and that's the website, and then you type in the model number of your exact laptop and go to the driver section, the next thing they have you do is select what operating system. And you'll want to select either Windows 10. Hopefully, they'll have Windows 10. If not, then you'll have to select Windows 8, because any software that runs on Windows 8 will also run on Windows 10.
Right, right.
And what you're looking for is, specifically, when it provides you a list of components, it'll say video, networking, disk drive, display. It'll have all the, USB. For yours, it's going to be HP accessories. And what you're looking for is, I think, the quick keys. And those are those buttons you're talking about.
I don't have any Wi-Fi access at all. I mean, I've tried to look at things to configure it in the settings of Windows 10, and it just, there's nothing there. Nothing works. Everything is like, oh, well, you aren't connected to the internet, so we can't help you. Well, yeah, that's why.
On the left or the right side edge of the computer, do you see a Wi-Fi symbol at all? It looks like a little antenna with lines radiating out from it. If you look along the
edge. Normally I can connect with Ethernet, with hardwire.
Okay.
And that's on the lower right of my taskbar.
Okay.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking about the edges is that sometimes there's a slider switch for turning off the Wi-Fi and turning it on, either on the edge of the computer, on the left or the right side, or there might be something.
Oh, you mean physically?
Physically, yes.
On the laptop.
Yes.
No. I had one of my geeky friends look at it, and he picked it up, and he really looked at it, looking for one of those, and no.
Oh, okay. So maybe I misunderstood. I thought you said that your Wi-Fi stopped working, and you have a Wi-Fi switch on the top on your keyboard.
No. where the function keys are on the keyboard.
Yes.
There's a hot key
for turning
Wi-Fi on and off.
Yes.
So you can impede the software from being able to turn Wi-Fi on.
Okay. Yeah. So there's two steps.
That's what you did in Windows 7.
There's two steps, two things you can do then. So you can go to their website, as I mentioned, and look for the HP accessories download for those hotkeys. The other thing is on a HP, when you power it up, I believe you may also want to do a BIOS update. And the reason why I say that is HP has the ability to enable or disable on some models, I'm saying, that you can enable or disable Wi-Fi with hotkeys. And in the BIOS setup, you have that ability. So when you power up your computer, if you tap the F10 key on an HP, that'll take you into the setup. It's called the BIOS setup. And in there, through some of the options, and I don't have an HP with me. I have about four of them at work. You have the ability of look through those. And there's sometimes the ability to enable or disable the wireless adapter in there. And also that function key option as well. You can enable or disable that as well.
Well, I did look in the device manager, and everything that I did there where I could look and other people have looked, everything looks like it should be working.
Yeah, but that we're not talking device manager. We're talking, this is at a right after you power up, even before Windows gets
this
involved.
This is like a more raw state before Windows loads.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's called BIOS, Basic Instruction, iOS, basically.
Right, right.
Which model specifically is your laptop?
She said it was an HP 2000, $299.
Yeah, I think it's $299W or W299.
Yeah, WM, yep. So I'm just saying that in the BIOS on all laptops, and this is Dell, HP, Toshiba, they usually have a feature in there that enables or disables the wireless adapter, because sometimes manufacturers and companies don't want you using wireless. And they're issuing you a... So they can disable it here. And the other thing they can do is they can enable or disable hotkeys in the BIOS. So I'm just saying you have to go to the manufacturer's website, download updated wireless drivers, download their accessories, you know, their quick function keys. You know, you can download those, because when you upgraded from Windows 7 to 10, they're gone. Those drivers aren't working anymore. You have to go to HP's website and download their what is it? Isn't it accessories? I don't know. I can't remember the term.
For the HP website, you go to support.
So I don't want to do the old route of going through Device Manager and getting the window that says Update Driver.
No, you want to go to, as we said, like Cal was just saying.
Okay.
And as I first started out this phone call, support.hp.com.
Right.
And then type in the manufacturer's model and then go and download their wireless software, their hardware key accessories, you know, so... There are tons of software that you can update, and without me actually going to the website, I can't tell you specifically which ones to do, you know?
Okay.
But
that's great. Well, it's more than I've been able to find for a couple of weeks now, so. Yeah.
No, that's great. You know what? And go to our Internet Advisor website and let us know if it worked out or if you're having difficulty.
Right.
And then we'll comment back to you and we'll try to provide you those exact links.
And that's what Ed does.
Okay, great.
That's what Ed does during the week. So, Elizabeth, thank you very much for your call. And as Ed said, and the recommendation is for the rest of you, we got a couple of people we're going to unfortunately leave hanging there. And Mark, you've been so patient, and Pam as well. We'll see if we can get to you after the program is over, because coming up in just a moment, here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, WJR, we're going to be hearing MSU football and the coverage of the game against Indiana. That's starting up in just a few minutes here on WJR. So I want to make sure that you're ready for that, and we will get back to help these other folks offline in just
a moment.
That's
right. We're going to the post game while the pregame for the MSU game is going to be
this
on
is
the air.
Our post game coming up here. And speaking of that post game, if you will go to our site, internetadvisor.net, and that will be starting on Sunday night, I will have the full podcast plus this bonus half hour that we had here for answering questions. And we'll have a lot of links to things that, for instance, Ed has mentioned in some of the answers to questions that we gave here. We'll also have links to the Cyber Summit that's coming up and some more information about TEDx Detroit and a lot of the other things that we talked about during our 2.5 hours today. It's been wonderful being with you. On behalf of Gary Baker and Ed Riddell and Cal Carson, thank you so much. And Logan and Mike, thank you as well. And Justin, thank you for coming by here as well. And for the rest of you out there, stay tuned. The green and white pride is all over this station, and we're going to be having coverage of that football game. It's down in Indiana as the Wolverines take on Indiana. So please stay tuned for that here on The Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 AM WJR. On behalf of the Internet Advisor, this is Foster Brown wishing you a very good weekend. If you have any questions, visit us at internetadvisor.net and we'll do our very best to answer. Have a great weekend.